Today is my first show, and I'm gonna dedicate this show to the way things used to be. The days of the past. The way things used to be. Not that I have a problem with technology, but it has hindered us, and it has made us jaded to the way that things used to be. The way things used to be. The first thing that comes to mind when I think of the way things used to be. The way things used to be. Albums. Albums. Nowadays, you can just buy one song on iTunes. Every song becomes a single. You know what I'm saying? It used to be you have to buy the album. Even if you liked that one song, you had to go out and buy the album. And if you didn't want to buy the whole album, you had to buy the single. And even on the single, there was like a bonus track. So you were forced to get more than just that song. I miss the album days. For example, Madonna. I think Madonna is one of those artists that's not gonna die. With music related, we will still rate Madonna by her albums. In iTunes, you can rate the album, you know, with the stars. That's what that's for, guys. That's what it's for, to rate the album, the whole entire album as a whole, not just one song. And not just that, but there are memories attached to when albums come out. It's like, oh, I remember when Sheryl Crow's album came out, Tuesday Night Music Club. I remember that album. Now you just say, I remember that song. You know, it's just not the same. It's really not the same. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, the songs on the album are much better than their popular ones. It's just not, there's the CD buying experience, you know, the booklet with the feel of the paper and the pictures in it. But the thing is that less goes into them now. They don't really care. They're just like, oh, I'll just make my 3 really cool songs and release those, and then, okay, here's the album, just because I have to have an album attached with it. Nobody tries anymore. And then when you buy the CD and they make that cover art and the flip book, they don't make it like they used to. Like, they would put, you know, their heart and soul into it, and then there'd be on the back, like, the thank you, like, oh, I'd like to thank my mom and my husband, and, They don't do that anymore because nobody cares. They know that nobody's going to actually go out and buy that album. They're just going to buy their 1, 2, or 3 songs, play those out, and then they're done. Wait for the next hits to come along. But not me. Not me. Madonna, I still like Ray of Light, and that was my favorite album. So much so that I even had the little CD notebook in my binder in middle school. That's how much I liked it. A part of the whole CD buying experience is you buy the CD and you bring it home immediately, put it in the CD player, and listen to it from track 1 all the way to the end of the CD. You listen to everything in order. And then it gets to the point where you've listened to it so much that you know when one song ends, you know what's going to come next. And then when you're listening to one song like by itself on the radio and it ends, the other song that normally on the CD comes after it starts playing in your head. That does not happen anymore. To me, maybe. But to other people, no. Not anymore. And to some people, some of you out there, you may be on the same page as me. You'd be like, yes, I still do that. But it's just not as prevalent as it used to be. And it saddens me. CDs are out. Anyway, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs from Madonna's Ray of Light album, which is, in my opinion, one of the best albums ever put out. And that song is Candy Perfume Girl. It's track 4. Yeah, remember that? Remember when you used to know what track numbers they were? Yeah, that's out. That's old. But yes, it is track 4 on Madonna's Ray of Light album that came out in the year 1998. So here it is. Enjoy while it lasts.
Girl. Candy.
Duets. Yeah. Where there was the man and the woman and they did a duet together. No one has done a duet lately. Okay, the last one it's really, nowadays it's only like R&B songs where it's like Yolak featuring Bahabada. You know what I mean? Like those rap stars who just have like 5,000 people featuring the song. 50 Cent featuring Nelly and Method Man and Rihanna and Kanye West. That's not a duet, my friends. That is a compilation of noise. That is a cacophony. So, does anybody remember duets? I recall when it was really, really cool to do a man and a woman duet. Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt know it best. They did two of the best duets ever.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. Hey,
those love song duets just don't happen very often anymore. Oh, what about One Sweet Day with Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men? Remember that? Oh, that song is great. Now that song just plays at funerals. That's not what they'd wanted. So yeah, I mean, I could name off a bunch more duets, but I won't because I'm gonna talk about this one. Where they don't do this anymore. It's sort of similar to One Sweet Day with Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, and it's All Cried Out with Allure and 112. Do you remember Allure and 112?
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
R&B, men and women, those were good times, you know, like En Vogue.
Give it up, turn it loose.
All those throwback jams, throwback artists that are just not around anymore. But this one duet, All Cried Out by Allure and 112, it's actually, I mean, I would be in shock if there was another song like this one, because it's sort of like they're talking to each other, but it's in song form. And they're singing to each other about their breakup and how he's, oh God, he's so sorry, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, nothing you can say can be accepted. You wronged me. And it's in the back of my mind, it's kind of funny, but in the front of my mind, it's a very well done song because I think it's very original. And it's a duet. Just Beyonce does duets with what's his face? What's his name? He's not even important. Jay-Z. Beyonce does duets with Jay-Z, but those don't count, damn it. They just don't. Because you know what I'm talking about. You know those true duets that I'm talking about. The ones that are just, like, from the core. You know, Bonnie and Clyde just doesn't... There's nothing to it. So I'm gonna play Allure and 112, All Cried Out, because it's actually a very serious subject. But if we're talking funny, the part where she's like, he's like, I'm so sorry, baby. And she goes, apology not accepted. Like the one finger in the Z formation. It's great. It's great. It's like they're talking to each other, but they're singing. So just listen to this, and remember, while you listen, duets are gone, and they are not coming back. At least for another, well, we'll see.
All alone on a Sunday morning, outside I see the rain is falling. Whoa. Inside I'm slowly dying, but the rain will hide my crying. And you, don't you?
Like I said, the R&B throwback jams are just gone. They're gone. One, because Toni Braxton was kind of like the leader of it all. At least I think she was. She was so cool. I really miss Toni Braxton. And there, you remember the old times where the music videos would have like all the celebrities in it? Like Boyz II Men, they had Lisa from Saved by the Bell. I'll make love to you like you want me to. And in Toni Braxton's video for You're Making Me High, there was all these like black friends in it. It was like a living single reunion. It was great, but they don't do that anymore. Nowadays, the only celebrities that they have are, well, I can't even name any because they don't count as celebrities to me. It's just not the same. But anyway, throwback jams. Does anybody remember how, like, on All That, they would have their, you know, All That, the Nickelodeon kids variety show. They'd have the musical guest, and it would be like Exhibit, or Debrat, or TLC. And these are the kind of jams that that used to play in my day. And I remember liking some of the songs so much, I would push record on my radio and put the radio up to the television speaker so I could get the song on my cassette tape. Those are the days, you know, mixtapes and cassettes and throwback jams. What happened? What happened, guys? Anyway, there's this one jam by Adina Howard. I think she was a relatively one-hit wonder. And it's just like such a cool song. And it's the kind of song, I don't know if they ever did play it on All That, because I think it was a little too racy for the children of the 90s. But it was such a cool song. It's called Freak Like Me. And you'll know it when you hear it. It's like, I'm a dear freak until the day, until the dawn. Yeah, that song. That is probably, aside from Toni Braxton, one of the best like throwback R&B jams of the 90s, and I really miss those times. So I'm gonna play this song, and then I'm gonna talk a little bit more about cassette tapes and recording songs off the radio to go on your fabulous mixtapes that were so pleasantly homemade. So here's Adina Howard, Freak Like Me, off of one of her albums, Do You Wanna Ride?
Let me lay on the line. I got a little freakiness inside. Let you know that the man. About to pay nobody's way, 'cause it's all about the dog in me. Mm-hmm. I want a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening, just like me. Until the dawn, and we can't walk.
the day when I liked a song that I heard on the television or during a movie, I would have to put my radio up to the speakers and push record. And then shush everybody, you know, like shh, don't say anything, because anything that they said would have been recorded onto the tape. Nobody does that anymore. There's no need to. Have you seen a cassette tape ever in the past 10 years? Has anybody ever seen a cassette tape? No. No. They're gone. They're so gone. Your song would come on and you'd be like, yes, because I remember waiting there all day for one song to come on, and then I would like be so excited when it finally came on, and then immediately push record for my mixtape. I would have it like all queued up. I remember you'd push the record button and the pause button at the same time, so that when your song came on, you just have to push pause so that the record button would already be pushed. Does anybody else remember that? We don't appreciate songs as much as we did, because before it was like, yes, finally the song is coming on, I get to hear it. Now there are many ways to hear the song. You can just buy it on iTunes. You can illegally download it off of any website you wish. You can go to YouTube and type it in, listen to it there. You just gotta push play and you will find a way. And there's no excitement, there's no longing for it, you know what I mean? And that's why we get sick of songs faster. Prime example is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. When that song came out, I was like, yes, the song's awesome! Immediately downloaded it, and then I played it on a constant loop for like a 5-day period, and then I got sick of it. I haven't listened to it since. It didn't used to be that way. The point I'm trying to make is that we don't appreciate music and singles and songs the way that we used to, you know what I'm saying? That mixtape, and you went, oh, that moment of satisfaction when you finally got that song on your mixtape, the one that you have been waiting for, you finally got it on there, and now it's like, yes, all I have to do is push rewind, and I can hear it now. That, my friends, that is true appreciation. Does anybody even make requests into the radio anymore? Requests. Call in. Remember that? You'd call 1-800-KOST-1035, or you'd call 1-800-520-1027. Call Kiss FM, call Coast, call K-Big, request a song, and wait for them to play it. Do we even need to make requests anymore? No! No, because there's no need! Like I said, everything is just bam, 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 at your will. You find it, you push play, you download it, you play it on YouTube, whatever. It's all there for you. You don't need a radio station as a crutch for music anymore. It's good in a sense where it's like, okay, we don't need the radio station anymore, like I can play this whenever I want to. But it's sad also in a sense where we control how sick of the songs we get and how quickly. We don't appreciate radio stations anymore. I don't know about you, but I don't listen to the radio. I don't. What am I going to listen to? Some commercials? It's sad. But there's a whole like business. That's a whole branch of media that's just like gone because nobody needs it anymore. Dost we forget that radio came before television? Did we forget that? Obviously we did. Anyway, the point is, you'd wait for songs, you'd request songs, you'd appreciate the songs, and when you finally got them on your mixtape, it was a moment of true success. So I'm gonna play one of the songs that I waited and waited to come on to the radio, and you know what? I always missed it. So what I ended up doing is pushing record and holding it up to the TV Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and yes, that's the Friends theme song by the Rembrandts, but the best one-hit wonder that there is out there. At least I think so. Anyway, so here's I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts, the Friends theme song, where in the music video, Rachel plays the drums and they're all in it, and Ross is in it doing some douchey move, and Courtney Cox is in it, everybody's in it, and it's in black and white, and I remember watching MTV, loving every moment that this song came on. This was the one I waited for.
This way, your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the other way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear, when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
artists do anymore are those dance hits. Remember those dance hits like Aqua?
I am the Candyman, coming from Bounty Land.
Ace of Base. Have those dance hits, and they would come on at like the eighth grade dance, or you know, at prom or something. Those songs would come on, and they were hits. Those do not exist anymore. I mean, Lady Gaga is kind of like the closest thing to that, but everyone's like, oh, Lady Gaga is so amazing. Blah. She just doesn't fall into that below average dance hit category that Aqua did. Remember those? Oh, those were so good. Like, I'm blue, la-dee-da. And those songs. I miss those dance hits. Those do not come on anymore. Real McCoy.
Call for love. I will call you up. Cause you're my automatic lover. My number one.
Remember Real McCoy, Amber? Oh, my goodness. Those songs really kind of like shaped the music of the 90s. And since we're talking about like this whole like theme of nostalgia and everything, I think the music of today, I mean, it's good. It just is not as good as the way it was, the way things used to be. It's not as good as the way it was because I think it was catchier back then. I think it was a lot catchier. I mean, maybe it was just catchier because we didn't hear it as much, and we didn't have that instant gratification of hearing a song anytime we wanted to. Maybe that's why it was catchier, but I still think that whole like genre of music, those cheesy dance hits, have been gone, and they're never coming back. The only dance hit group I can think of now is like Girls Aloud. You know, where they sing that something kinda. That song. That's the only one I can really think of. I honestly can't think of any other ones. Like, I guess Pussycat Dolls kind of fall into that category, but no, they're more of like slut pop, you know what I mean? So that whole like cheesy dance below par category is gone. It was left in the 1990s along with everything else that I truly miss. So I'm gonna play a song from the group that kind of like, I really truly think that these dance hits shaped the, you know, electro pop music that we have now. And Real McCoy, I think, is kind of the main bone in the backbone spine that is electro pop dance hits, you know, electronica kind of a thing. And I'm gonna play their most favorite song that you probably haven't heard in a really long time, and that is Another Night by Real McCoy off of their album, Another Night. Yes, I said album.
Thank you.
remember when you would buy a soundtrack to a movie because you liked that one song? That one song, Titanic.
There's nothing I fear.
Great Expectations, that one song off of it by that nobody that no one's ever heard of. Where I'm going with this is that movie that came out, Studio 54, with Neve Campbell and Ryan Phillippe. There's that one song on that soundtrack that everybody just could not get out of their heads, and they went and they bought the soundtrack. None of the other songs were good, or at least I don't remember them being good. They bought that album because they wanted that one song, and that was If You Could Read My Mind by Stars on 54.
I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone.
Again, a one-hit wonder. But like I said, one-hit wonders made a lot more money back then because they had people, consumers had to spend more money in order to get that one song. Nowadays, you spend 99 cents and who knows? Who knows how much of that 99 cents actually goes to the artist? Imagine if the 54 soundtrack came out in like 2005, Stars on 54, they probably would have made like 20 bucks off of this song because everybody would have just bought the, you know, this one song, spent 99 cents and, you know, what? A penny, maybe a penny of it went to them. I don't know, I'm not an economist. I would assume with my logic that one-hit wonders made more money back then because people would spend more money to get that one song. And if I remember correctly, if you bought that single, there was a bonus track on there, kind of like a lure to get you to buy the album. It's like, ooh, here's another song on here. You like the album now? You want to buy the album now? That does not happen anymore. Now, on the iTunes Music Store, you can sample music. It's like, you sample the song, you hear the 2 seconds of it, and you decide whether or not you want to buy it. Oh my god, I just think that's so, like, sadistic. It should be like it was. I remember when Avril Lavigne's first CD came out. It was right on the cusp of when computer downloading and Napster kind of began, but I didn't have a downloading computer yet, so I begged my aunt to get it for me for my birthday, and for my birthday, she got me the Dixie Chicks album, and she got me Avril Lavigne's album. There is not one song on both albums that I do not like. I have a feeling, though, if I had actually sampled them on the iTunes Music Store, that 30 seconds, I probably wouldn't have bought all of the songs. You know, it makes us so picky, and it makes us have this, like, high standard for music, which is why everybody's always so like, ugh, pop music sucks, I want to listen to my independent, like, stoner music. Oh, you have Madonna, you have Miley Cyrus, you have The Carpenters, oh, you're so lame. Haven't you ever heard of this group, the Blahs, or the Somethings? Haven't you heard of them? They're so much better. I really hate that. I'm sorry people have heard of my music. I'm sorry. I'll start listening to something, a group that has the in the beginning of their name. Because if there's a the in the beginning of their name, then they must be cool. If you have music that people have actually heard of, you're the biggest loser ever. That is so not true. Because you know what pop music stands for? It stands for popular music, which means people like it. And it's popular, okay? It doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that people like it. I'm not gonna go on Google and search, like, music no one's ever heard of, in quotation marks. Anyway, I'm going way off. Back in the day, after that midnight hour hit, there would be those long commercials about these CD collections. You remember those? The Ultimate 80s Collection, or Best Rock Songs Ever. Those. And they would have the cheesy woman on there. These are the love songs I listened to growing up. That's right, Jane. They don't make them like this anymore. Yeah, those commercials. And my mom totally fell for that, and she bought it. So you can bet that when my mom bought those CDs, or my sister would buy a CD, I would borrow them, and they would soon become my favorite albums. Because I didn't have a job, I didn't have a computer, I didn't buy my own music or anything like that, so I just, you know, listened to the radio, or, you know, borrowed from my mom or my sister. I'm afraid that doesn't happen anymore, which is why that generation gap is so vast. Kids were far more exposed to what their parents listened to back in the day than they are now. Back when I was growing up, my mom would play whatever she wanted in her car. Her famous line, "This is my car and I can play what I want. When you get your car, you can listen to whatever you want."
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
Nowadays, I think every kid has an iPod. So when their mom's playing whatever their mom wants in the car, the kids just put on their headphones and listen to their music. So that they're not exposed to that music that their parents like, that the past. They're only into their my deep emo music and the stuff that no one's ever heard of and my independent albums and I'm so cool and edgy. That making every single kid nowadays a douchebag. That's just my opinion. I'm sure there are some really nice kids out there. I don't want to say forced, but they're not forced anymore to listen to the music of the past because they don't have to. They've got their own music. They've got their own computers. It's making kids very ignorant of the way things were.
The way we were.
All right, I've talked a lot, and I'm sure that you're just as agitated as I am, just like delving deep about the way things used to be. Ah, the way things used to be.
The way things used to be.
And the way things are now, and kids nowadays, and music nowadays, and everyone's crazy opinions. This is it. This is the full encompassing. And I'm gonna end with one last thing that people have forgotten about. And that was figuring out lyrics. Back in the day when Google like first came out, I thought I was so smart and I had figured out this way to like figure out what song you heard. And all you had to do was go to Google, put the little bit of lyrics that you heard in quotation marks, followed by lyrics. And then you scroll down for a bit and then finally it came up. You're like, ah, that's the song. Now, everybody knows about that and everybody does that. And there's a million lyrics websites and it's so easy to get lyrics nowadays. Before, unless you had the album and the little CD case with the lyrics listed, unless you had that, you were never completely sure of what the lyrics were. I remember a few times I had to actually listen to the song, pause it, go back, and write down the lyrics. That was the old school way to do it, which is probably why misheard lyrics were so much more prevalent back then, because you had to just pause it and go back, and what you heard was all you had to go on. But that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to pause it and write it down by hand. And it took some time. It was a chunk out of the day that you had to dedicate to getting these lyrics. Nowadays, bam, Google, type, copy, paste, done. Wow. Really? I'm gonna close with a song by Brandy and Monica. Oh, it was a good video. It was a good song. It was a great duet. Again, those duets that don't happen very often anymore. I remember me and my cousin, we wanted to make our own little music video to The Boy Is Mine. I was Monica and she was Brandy. And we had to memorize the lyrics, and so she paused, went back, and wrote it down. Wrote them all down. No Google. No lyricsmaster.com, none of that. That's just another thing, is the old school way to get lyrics. Everyone forgot. We're all so spoiled. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, I appreciate all this technology, and it's a reason why I do have so much music, is because I'm a giant cheapskate. Anyway, so those are all my thoughts about the way things used to be.
The way things used to be.
Everything that I miss, tapes and the tape deck and CD commercials, calling into requests on the radio, singles, soundtracks, duets, albums. Words cannot express how much I miss albums. And of course, figuring out lyrics the old-fashioned way. Which brings me to misheard lyrics, and that is what the next show is going to be about. I'm going to talk about misheard lyrics and good lyrics and just goofy lyrics. Of course, you know, Shania Twain will obviously be discussed.
Okay.
Next show is going to be all about lyrics. And there will definitely be more to come because I have a lot to say. So here is one of the best duets ever, Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine. It's a great song, the great video, so hilarious because they were like these two girls who were fighting over the same guy, but they didn't know it was the same guy until the end, and then hi, hi, hi. And I love how in the beginning of the song, before they even start singing, there's that little like discussion.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute? Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar. I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named? You know his name.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know his name.
But I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, he's mine.
Hi, hi, hi.
Stay, and call your man, are you insane?
Time Life Music, they had everything. There, you name it, Time Life Music did a compilation CD collection for it. But Time Life Music probably went out of business by now. But I remember there being those commercials. There were the long commercials, and then there were the shorter commercials that would come on in between your TV shows. And I remember a couple of them that really stuck out for me. Monster Ballads is probably the one that sticks out the most for me, because it's like the most rockin' love songs from our generation. Does anybody remember Pure Disco? Oh my god, I loved Pure Disco. I bought Pure Disco. They had Pure Disco 1 and Pure Disco 2. Hey there, cool cat. You wanna get down and boogie with Jams by Lips Inc.
I want to take me to Funky Town.
Gloria
Gaynor. I will survive.
Pure Disco. Groove it tunes. So get ready to get funky.